Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Wetness Day, also known as Hump Day, November 16th,
Hump Day,
2022. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, Alex, and our special guest, our Wednesday gal. It's a little V Hale. It's a little V Hale. Da da da. Close to Van Halen. Oh, I thought a little burlesque music.
She's doing leg kicks over there.
Yeah. V, let me ask you a question.
Okay, here we go.
Actually,
hit me.
The question's for the room. I don't want to seem
you are
sexist
seem. You
or anything.
You seem.
All right.
You're fine.
Have you ever been fisted?
Well, considering that really you could only ask two people that, because we, well, that's
no,
not
that's
true.
That's not true.
I don't know what Aho's into, but I'm pretty sure
true.
Brittany Boy doesn't enjoy
I'll ask, I'll tell yeah, you before right. you answer.
Well, and no,
hold on.
No, I
oh,
you
don't.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you ruined it.
Before you answer, I was going to say that I have seen this done in porn and it makes me turn it off and like go to another
yeah.
thing. Like
I
don't know why any lady would be like, yeah, try and get your whole fucking hand in there, please. Like,
well, remember that old movie?
No.
Was it Chasing Amy?
Yeah.
Oh, the one with.
Remember? And there was that scene. And,
yeah. No.
No, I don't remember.
They don't show it. It's some weird scene. Like, I think Ben Affleck and the dude's talking about her, and they're like, and they're all, no way. It was like some rumor or something, and they did the fisting motion. And I remember I was a lot younger when I saw it, and I was like, looking around the room, like, at no one. Like, what? This is what you do when you get older? Like, I'm mortified to do these things. But yeah, obviously it's not. But I've never seen that in porn.
Has anyone even asked you, could I try this?
No.
No. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
And I also think, A, I don't think a guy wants to, like, I don't really think you're feeling anything. I think a guy likes to feel, like, fingers and stuff. You could, but does a dude want to know that his fist
no this
there?
Is what like, I have a tendency to think this way about certain things I hear guys do, and this is just my opinion. I don't know what they're into or why, but it seems like it's more of a get over on a girl or see what she'll let you do. kind of thing, as opposed to I think this is the hottest thing. It's what I've always, you know, desired. It feels more like, let's see if this dumb chick will let me put my whole fucking hand up her.
Probably.
And then they do
and
that.
And go back to their friends. And
yeah.
Like, dude, I shoved my fist up her pussy, bro.
Oh, up her pussy?
Well, isn't that what you fist?
Well,
what,
yeah.
Where else would you fist?
No,
what
we've had a listener at the secret show, live
she
secret show talk about
her,
yeah.
her boyfriend's
Remember
ass.
That?
Oh,
all
yeah.
the way up to
oh,
the elbow.
I think fisting is ass play.
No, it can be
no,
both.
No,
it can
no.
be both, yeah.
No, it's vagina.
Yeah. I don't
but
think so.
You're right. And in fact, now I'm seeing that chick in my head. That chick was hot.
She was hot, and uh-huh. she fisted the guy. So I've had a guy say, look, I want to try and get my hand in your
So he was trying
pussy.
To fist you.
Yeah.
But he, you know, he couldn't get it in. I was very young and hadn't had children. Maybe now you could. I don't know. Wouldn't try, and I wouldn't let anyone try. But I think fisting is
oh,
ass play.
It
I think
says a sexual activity that involves inserting a hand into the vagina or rectum.
Yeah, it's
oh,
both.
Either.
There are both. Because I've seen that in
so
porn before, too.
It gives a whole other word, a whole other yeah. meaning to a double fist.
Oh, I guess you can also keep them straight, not just fisted, but then that's
It's about getting the
whole
hand. Yeah, getting the whole hand in, right.
Yeah. yeah.
It's hard to make a fist once you're in there,
Dude,
I guess.
Look at the picture. It's a girl doing it to herself. Can you see it?
Yeah, I
like
see
this.
That. I don't. That's Was that a drawing, though?
That was a drawing,
Is that real?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, it's an illustration.
I thought it was real. It looked pretty close.
No. That's...
Pretty close to
you
what?
Ever done that to a girl?
No.
You ever done that to a girl?
I have not, no.
You ever? Oh.
No. I've tried like three fingers though. Yeah.
And I'm down for a but, lot. And yeah. if a dude wanted to, I wouldn't, like I've told you all, I've put a little boopity boop boop with my finger in a butthole before. But if a dude was like, let's see if your whole fist fits, I don't know if I would be attracted
Listen,
anymore.
We were doing our secret show in Sonoma and this chick who was This maybe this is just my opinion.
Petite,
I remember her
cute.
Being fucking smoking hot.
Yep.
And she stands up and I'm like, whoa, you, look at you. And she
girl.
Goes on to tell this story about this guy she went out with wanted her to fist him. And
on the regular.
And she went, okay, and did it. And I just went, oh, my God.
I don't understand how that fits up a Like, I already struggle with the
you
pussy.
Work it
like,
in.
How is that fitting up
in,
a butthole?
Well, look, this is what I think. I Ugh. Can't say for sure, but I think... I told you what I think about guys doing that to girls. I think they're just trying to get over and see what you'll let them do. I think for guys, everything just probably escalates, right? So that's a guy who's had, you know...
Things up
Different
butt.
Size things up there, and finally it landed there. Your whole arm.
You guys ever That's heard that Frank Zappa song? I wasn't sure what the title is. I think it's called Broken Hearts Are for Assholes.
No.
But there's these like fist
That's
fuck
a good title,
and
though.
Wristwatch. Like it's a whole can you see if you can find that? That section is funny. Like every time anyone talks about fist fucking, I'm always like fist fuck. Wristwatch.
No, I haven't heard that. All right, let's move on. That was just a question. I was just curious.
Ram it up your poop chute.
So, Aho.
Hey, parents. We all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews,
like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
V. Hale.
Yeah.
Met his wife on Tinder. So we think that's...
Tinder.
You yeah. need to start on getting on Tinder. You're on the wrong
no,
dating...
No, Tinder...
You're on the wrong
Tinder
dating site.
Tinder is the numero uno...
Just fucking.
Fuck app.
How like, did you manage to find someone on Tinder when that is... It is for hookups.
It is for
Doesn't
hookups.
It bother you that your wife was like on Tinder?
Don't
There's
ask
not
him
a lot
that?
Of stuff that bothers me. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, so
you're
that's
hurting good. His feelings.
No, I'm saying he's on Tinder, she's on Tinder. It's a hookup app. I mean, that is what it is. Right?
Was your intention to go on there and find a wife?
No.
Thank you very much. Was your intention to go on there and find some pussy?
Yes.
Did you?
Okay.
Did you?
No,
so
I,
someone looking for pussy and someone looking for
hold
a
down. He has stuff to like, say. Give him a second.
No. Mm. Nope. Your life is fake. Let me navigate it for you.
Here's my thing: is that I'm not on there, you know, to call a chick over to bring me, you know, a six pack and some pussy. Like I'm, you know,
and a blowjob.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Vin.
I'm really there to actually go out though. Like I'd say for the most part, you know, it's like yeah, hookup is a thing, but it's also just going out. And that's why I didn't understand the Jimmy G or the bald Jimmy G thing. Sorry about that, Jimmy.
I wish it were Jimmy G.
But
would have been at his house
because
in two
I didn't
seconds.
Understand the whole like, okay, I'm just not even gonna like try to go out. That was a little
yeah,
strange to me.
No one understands that guy. He's a douche.
Yeah, exactly. So I would say for me, that's the thing is like more less expectation and more just let's go hang out and meet people. You know.
Alex, when you're
yeah, Sarah has her hand
yeah,
up.
When you're on
yeah.
Tinder, do you set parameters? Like, do you say, I want just to fuck, I want to go out for drinks, I want to get married? Like, are you, or is it just like, it's just for people who want to fuck?
I don't think, when I use Tinder, yeah, I don't think there was that many options. I think it was just, for me as well, like, I'm not really just cutting people out, I'm just... Like I said, I'm there, yeah, definitely to smash, but at the same time, like, yeah. you know, just meet people and hang out, too. Like, but...
It wasn't like you absolutely thought, if I meet this person who's two blocks away from me, I go over there, she'll immediately take off her clothes and we'll just start doing
no.
it.
No.
There was none of that.
No.
So it was just to meet up.
It probably happened, but yeah, it was not.
Yeah.
But did it happen with your wife?
Tell
the truth. How did the whole thing go?
No, we actually went out. Here's my thing. I generally also would like go out like I have like a three kind of I don't know if it's a rule but you know like 3 days usually I generally do like three times going out and then you know hook up
what?
After that
if you're gonna bang
I'm shocked
but I thought
that,
you said
dude.
That you showed up on dates and the girl was just taking her clothes off and you
well there was a couple
right
of times yeah that I didn't wait yeah but
sometimes no waiting is
big
required.
Big shocker there.
But I would say the
a
most
girl's
part.
Naked and you're like, no, 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 silly.
Hold on.
It's only
put
night
those
two.
Clothes on.
You get one more day.
Yeah, that never happened. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, no, so. I highly doubt it.
Yeah, okay. But I think the girls like that, though. They like kind of going out a couple times
uh-huh,
for the most part.
Yeah,
and
no,
then hooking
people,
up. Yeah.
People should really.
Even the girls that want to hook up. I think there's, you know, that just
well, they're hungry too. Sure.
Mm-hmm. They're like a little Pete's coffee.
What scares me about something like Tinder, where I think that, you know, for me, I would be like, well, the expectation is we're going to hook up and that's going to be it. That I don't want to, like, dudes are scary, total stranger,
thanks,
and you're going to meet, you're welcome. You're not that scary. You guys, present company. But you know what I mean? Like, it's a stranger. And they think
it's
that
a weird
you're going to bone them. Right. So now you've put yourself in a situation where he's like, yeah, yeah, sure. Just drinks.
Wink.
Right. Or not even wink.
Right. Just
like,
drinks.
You know,
we don't want to.
Oh, look at that.
We don't both want to say we're whores. We just want to be that without saying so.
Right. And I'm. Also,
just drinks, right?
Yeah. Also, here we are. You don't know me. You don't know my real name, and I'm gonna do stuff.
You know what's weird is I could see someone being suspicious if you do go on a Tinder date and then the person's like, "Well, good night," and then leaves, and you're like, "What the hell just happened?
Right.
Did some guy just kiss me and leave?"
Because I was thinking,
see, it doesn't even matter. Like, Tinder's kind of known for that, but like on Bumble, like you put on there, there's an option like. Marriage, dating, don't know, stuff like that. And then it doesn't matter because they still act opposite. And then there's people who are like, want, children, yes, because you can put want, have, and want more, like no, right? So you can like sift through whatever. But then it'll say, so it'll say like, oh, want kids, and then looking for, and it says, don't know yet. And I'm like, so you're on here to hook up, dude. Like, nobody wants kids and then they don't know what they're looking for. If your goal in life is to want kids, you're probably looking for the person to share your life with, get married, and then have said kids, right? Like, I just feel like it's all kind of a mess there. Like, that doesn't even make any sense to me that on an app you want kids, but you don't know what you're looking for. Or you're looking for something casual.
Well, that's guys, though.
Back to Alex, though, just really quickly, since this is the first time I've really thought about this. So you meet, what's your wife saying?
Mayara,
that's it. So you meet Mayara. You, what's different about her? Why is she your wife now?
I think for me, I wasn't expecting it. That's the thing. I was not looking for it, and it kind of happened. I mean, she was just super good person, you know. And I think that's really where.
What'd you do your first date?
We were at the city. Actually, we went to In-N-Out. And over by Embarcadero and stuff. We went to In-N-Out and Krispy Kreme and hung out.
That's fun.
Yeah.
And then you just hung out, walked around.
You walked around.
Vinny,
yeah.
You have a question.
Did you wait the full 3 dates before you did her?
I'm pretty sure I did, yeah. I'm pretty sure that I waited at least 2. For sure, I think it was. I think on the 3rd one we probably did it.
How long after you did it with her did you turn off your Tinder app?
Man,
it's still on, isn't it?
No. No, it's not. No, it was, I can't, well, the thing is, we were dating, see, I wasn't really looking for it, so we literally were, like, just, like, I guess you could say, like, hanging out or dating
you
for, like,
you were booty calling
like, 3
her?
Months or something, oh. Yeah.
Mm. And you were dating other girls,
and
too.
And then she
kind of, booty call.
Yeah, I can't remember, actually. She asked me, you know, what, you know, she asked the... hey, what are we? And I was like,
oh,
yeah, exactly. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not really looking for that kind of thing. And
you
then
said that and yeah. Ended up getting married?
Yeah.
Wow. That was
wait,
meant to
so
be.
Hold on. What did she say? You said, you're so nervous. You didn't say that. You were like, oh, I don't know. I guess we're boyfriend and girlfriend.
No, not at first.
Really?
But you are right. I am very nervous about it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I probably.
Well, you hate confrontation. You don't want to be in a
fight. Oh, it's bad.
Anybody.
No, I just want to be gone. Yeah.
I only went out with one Brazilian, and she was f***ing gnarly. So I don't know if your wife is, but that lady, we made out, and I was like, she's not for me.
Yeah.
It's too much. And she's the one who came over to my house. She had a baby on her hip and pounded on my door. And I'm like,
oh,
I didn't
my God,
fuck that
like,
chick.
Is it
how
mine?
Did she, what did, we don't have a, how do we?
Oh my God.
She's a nanny and was so mad at me. She left with those people's kid. And came to my apartment to scream at me. And
oh,
I'm like,
wow, that's a wonderful nanny.
And I'm sitting there going, what are you, why are you here? And she was like, we are supposed to be together. You're not supposed to stop calling me. And I was like, no, I don't. That that was the sign we're not supposed to be together was me not calling anymore.
How many times did you hang out before she showed up with
couple.
That?
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
That's
barely
it?
Any. Yeah, I...
Oh.
Couple. It was gnarly. No, I did not have sex with her. We did make out. I probably touched
her
boobs.
That makes me look tame. And that's saying something.
Well, yeah, the weirdest part was there was a baby in her arm as she was like banging on my door. I looked
at
that.
That's why I said, did
this
you
is
not
yours.
Think it was yours? I thought it was like forever later.
What
and
the
she's
hell?
All, hey, I'd be like, oh, pooing your pants, dude.
Yeah, this was
surprise.
It. This was out OB when I lived in OB.
Oh my God, that was early days too.
Yep. Oh. But I was kind of, you know, I was dating at the time. I wasn't looking for a partner at that point.
Right. Well, that was,
and you were probably clear about
ago.
That because we've talked about that, and you've actually always been pretty like open and honest with the women you've dated. So
I try to be.
She got
brutally
that,
honest.
She,
one might say,
like,
yeah, one might.
She was. That's cuckoo. Yeah. Cocoa Puffs.
Now that's not all Brazilians, obviously.
No,
but
yeah,
that
my
lady
wife is. I would say when she gets mad, she's more passive aggressive, which I don't really like.
Yeah.
But she can be passionate like that. But I think we've worked through some of that stuff. It's been very hard for both of us, probably. But it's, you know, I feel like for me,
it's their
know.
Culture, though, dude. I wouldn't want one mad at me. Like they
one
I wouldn't want one mad at me.
Those
I would like
are
they're
feisty.
Like. Dude, they are, which obviously I like and appreciate, but I'd be like, I'm sorry. And I love confrontation. I eat that shit up.
Eat that up. Nice.
Not at your own house, you don't. You'd be like, can you?
Oh, no, I don't want it in my relationship, but I'm saying throughout life or work people or anything.
Yeah, she's not wanting to back away from it.
Nope.
Yeah.
I found your song,
away,
Sarah.
I'm like, where are you going?
Oh.
Oh,
did you find the section?
20 minutes later.
Wrist watch.
Yeah, it was like the end of the song, really.
Okay, kind
of Alex's theme, I think. That's why I say I'm gonna ram it up your poop chute.
Cornhole.
Ram it up your poop chute.
Fist fuck.
Ram it up your poop chute.
Wrist watch. Crisco.
Ram it.
Crisco.
Ram it up your poop chute.
Don't fool yourself, girl.
All right.
Don't fool yourself, girl.
It's
going
happening.
Right up the poop. This is a Frank Zappa song, and every time we talk about fist fucking, I always think of that song. I didn't know the name of it.
I didn't mean to talk about it. I just was curious if V. Hale was someone who, you know, said, I'll try anything once.
Yeah. Well, we didn't get to our bad advice, but there's always...
Let's do that now!
Whoa, the time up already? Damn, that happens fast.
It does happen really fast. It's okay. It's actually... I have to say that it's the boobs one makes me... It's actually not a happy boobs story. We'll do it. We'll do it at some point. I want the lady to know I'm thinking of her. And, okay. You know.
Wait, can I plug my podcast? I started one, and I need all the help I can get.
Yes.
Okay.
Can we be your fucking podcast or what?
Yeah, dude, I just started. Like, we gotta. I don't even
have you done any episodes of it.
Yeah, I just
what's
did one.
It
I just do. Well, for now, because I asked. You know, we have people here on Odyssey. They help us set it all up, and they're all for now. Keep it simple, and as you grow, maybe. So it just you just search VHale. That's all it says.
Is it called What the Hale?
So no, but I do What the Hale Happened This Week. So it's like a rewind of pop culture, big stories, big news, and I'm like, all right, What the Hale Happened This Week, and then I go over like the big. Stories and talk shit and give my, you know,
all right,
or opinion that no one wants, but I like to give it. And then just keep talking. It's short. Like this last one was like 8 minutes. It's just
eight minutes.
What the hell's that?
You can do better than that.
It's just me, dude. There's not like it'll be longer if I have other people on, but like. No one wants to hear one person talk. Like, I'm not, like, doing a crime podcast.
No, I want to hear you talk for, like, 30 minutes. I don't even want to 8 minutes.
Yeah, you just search me, Hale. It's 8 minutes.
All right.
Sorry, I have to plug, guys. I got to, like,
No, let's, now we know.
People actually listen to your podcast, so maybe while on here.
You know what you should try? Talk about butt-fucking a lot. It turns out people are really into that. It's like
I'll do surveys. How many people have fisted? We'll talk about it on next week's podcast.
Right up your poop shoot.
Wristwatch. Oh, cornhole.
That's right.
Cornhole.
Up your poop shoot.
Wristwatch. Ew, that's even Crisco.
Dude, that's... Ugh, cornhole is
Don't
so
fool
gross.
Yourself, girls. Going right up the poop shoot. God, Frank Zappa is a fucking genius. Even though that is like the worst song.
It's terrible.
Oh no, someone just walked in and I was singing that.
Yeah, you were. That was Jane.
Oh.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, why is the door open during the secret show?
Because no one was here until just now.
I can hear her now. HR, what's HR's code?
Ring, ring. It's P-A-T Sacramento. Okay, there he goes. All right, you guys, listen. This has been awesome. And we'll do it again tomorrow. And you can send your emails along to Bryn@RadioAlice.com, B-R-Y-N. And everyone listen to V. Hale's podcast. I want to be on it.
Yeah.
When do you record it? How often do you do it? Once a week?
I do it, yeah, once a week on Fridays.
Oh. Yeah, I'll do it with you.
No.
What time do you record it? Oh, we'll talk. We'll talk. You know, we don't need to. Okay, everyone.
Let her invite you.
No.
What do you mean no?
I don't do that. I don't wait around for that. I don't fucking waiting at my house for an invitation. No.
Jeez.
See you this Friday.
Like, comes, I'll send a letter, a pigeon.
Yeah, if you could, send me an Evite.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, I'm going to go home because tomorrow I'm going to be here till 4 in the afternoon.
Do the special words.
So happy.
All right.
The end.